And this is the next chapter in this wonderful saga of the Black Rose Chronicles, concerning the adventures of one Belladonna Rose in her journeys through New Britannia. Travelling up the road to Owl's Head, she determined that going on foot was getting weary. She went there to pick up a few supplies, but decided to take on a new task. Not that she was an expert on riding, but it was time to put 4 feet under her, as opposed to her lowly 2. So she headed to the stables. There she found the stable boy, Nob. He was a rather chatty fellow, and seemed a bit lazy as well. Leaning against the fence post, he snorted and spit on the ground. Rude. Yes, he had little manners for sure, but I guess dealing with horses all day, he lost some skills in dealing with people. He grinned when I approached.
Afternoon, Outlander. Be looking for your horse for your journey?
Over time, she grew tired of that term, Outlander, and she was going to see to it that he didn't use it again.
Mind your manner, boy. I have been in these lands long enough and done more than you have seen to deserve being called more than Outlander.
Jumping up and standing straight, he changed his demeanour quickly.
Begging your pardon, madam, I meant no offence. I should have known better. Things have for sure changed around here, and I should watch my tongue.
Bella smiled and walked up to the corral fence. Looking into the corral, she saw a couple of horses grazing on some fresh hay and just minding their own business. She looked particularly closely at a nice black stallion standing off from the others. Curious, she walked up the fence line to see if she could get his attention. Sure enough, he walked over to her and pushed his head up over the fence. Slowly reaching her hand out, she opened her palm for him to sniff. Softly, he nuzzled his nose into her palm. Reaching into her pack, she pulled out a carrot and broke it in half. Holding the carrot top end in the palm of her hand, she reached out to him. He snorted and then took the carrot from her. She too took a bite from the other piece and chomped along with him. Then she handed him the rest. After he finished the second piece, he shook his head proudly and nodded it up and down, softly pawing on the ground, as if telling her he wanted to go. Patting him softly on the head, she turned and walked back to where Nob stood.
Amazing, my lady. That horse doesn't take to no one. He is a mean sort for sure, but you seem to have made an impression on him.
Bella smiled and looked over her shoulder and saw that the horse had followed her down the fence line.
Well, Mr. Nob, how much is this horse going to cost me?
Well, my lady, don't rightly know. He has been here for a long spell. Seems his owner disappeared, and no one has been interested in him since he is so mean in spirit.
Bella looked Nob up and down. She wasn't sure how to assess him. He could be trying to sell her someone else's horse for all she knew.
Who has been paying the stable fee for him if he has no owner then?
No one. I don't stable him. He just stays out here in the corral or shelters inside the barn. But no stall for him.
Last time he broke through the wall, and that took a bit to fix up. So I just feed him and leave him be.
And are you for sure there is no owner?
Aye. I wouldn't dare sell another man's horse, not wanting to end up in the clink for such dealings.
Very well then. I will take him. I will need a saddle and some saddlebags, and I will pay you kindly for him.
Nob looked her up and down, as if trying to decide if she was going to be able to afford such a luxury of a horse.
Begging your pardon, my lady, but that could be a bit expensive. Mind you, look a well-off sort, but horses aren't cheap.
Smiling, she pulled a piece of parchment from inside her jacket and handed it to him. Nob handed it back quickly.
Sorry, my lady, but I can't read. If you wouldn't mind.
Smiling softly again, She read what the parchment said. It stated that she lived in Night's Watch, and further stated that she had a healthy bank account with the Britannian Bank. With that info, Nob smiled and gave her a price. She told him she would walk up the hill to the bank and get the gold while he readied her horse. Nob jumped up and over the fence to get busy. Whistling as he walked into the barn, he muttered to himself, "Oh, Nob be eating good tonight."